The 2012-2013 Jazz Series at Walton Arts Center is a diverse embarrassment of riches. Already, there have been living legends like percussionist Candido, and ahead, buzzed about up-and-comer Grace Kelly. Saturday night, Sean Jones brings his quartet to the Star Theater for two shows. The trumpeter has already been the lead trumpeter in the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and toured almost every corner of the planet with musicians like Marcus Miller, Herbie Hancock, and Wayne Shorter. Recently, Sean Jones talked to Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz.
Your early musical experiences included gospel music that you heard while attending St. James Church of God in Christ in Warren, Ohio, where you sang and performed with the choir. I have two questions. Do you still sing, and how directly is your approach to the trumpet informed by vocal traditions?
Good question. I actually still do sing a little bit. I typically don't do it in in performance settings with my quintet, but I still like to sing in church choir, and I still like to go back to Warren, Ohio, and sing with a couple groups there every now and then. As far as my training and how it relates to my performance, I try my best to emulate singers when I perform. Sometimes the technical aspect of playing trumpet or playing any wind instrument for that matter can sort of get in the way and will sound mechanical, but I think that people really like to hear that kind of vocal quality and that honesty when you're playing. When people sing, there's just a direct connection to the soul, and I try to get that same connection when I'm performing. Attention to the phrase. A lot of people don't pay attention to that. Because when you sing a melody, you're actually the execution of the melody is very, of course, you know, it deals with words and it deals with the melodic content of those words strung together, and that's phrasing. So when you hear a musician that's aware of that and understands what that means, then they have a direct connection to their listener.
You have a rich educational background as well as an incredibly prolific performance history. You studied classical trumpet when you were in high school. You received an undergraduate degree in classical trumpet performance from Youngstown State University, a master's from Rutgers, plus, as I mentioned, the performances that you've been involved in, including tours and recordings with Nancy Wilson, Joe Lovano. This is a short list. Frank Foster, Chaka Khan, Harry Connick Jr., Stevie Wonder. And you're currently an associate professor of jazz studies at DeQueen University. Given this background, what first drew you to teach? And I'm also curious, what's your essential philosophy for teaching music?
Well, what drew me to teaching are my teachers and how they influenced me with their actions, not just the knowledge that they gave to me and that they still give to me, but that kind of sharing and caring. I grew up in an environment where the entire community was your teacher, and there was that kind of sharing going on, and I always appreciated that. And I realized that sometimes all it takes is just saying the right word at the right time that could turn on a young mind and sort of propel them into a future that would be vibrant, just from you taking the time to recognize that maybe this one word is all they need. And I like that. I like influencing young, impressionable minds. I think that that's really important, and not just through education, but through sharing. And that's actually my central philosophy of teaching, to share, communicate, express knowledge, and being willing to learn as well. I think that the greatest teaching happens when there's a communication of ideas. And so that's my general philosophy.
Going back and looking a little bit more at some of your history, I know you joined the Lincoln Jazz Orchestra in 2004, I believe, and you began touring with the band. Ultimately, Wynton Marsalis asked you to be the lead trumpeter, which was a position that you accepted. Can you tell me what the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra experience was like for you?
Well, it was very interesting in that it's not a typical big band where you have the lead player is, that's the lead player, and the soloist is the solo player, and that every last person in that band is a soloist and a wonderful soloist. Wynton's philosophy, if it was to be connected to a specific ensemble, would probably be Duke Ellington's ensemble, and that Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn and the folks that wrote for that band wrote for specific people, and their names would actually be on those pieces of music. And I think that's the philosophy of Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Wynton realizes who's in each chair, knows what they can contribute, and that's been the central philosophy for that band. So when I played lead in the band, it wasn't like, okay, here's Sean, here's the part that has all the high notes. Make sure you play those. The lead part would actually get thrown around. So although I was technically the lead trumpet chair, I wasn't necessarily a typical lead player, if that makes any sense at all.
So you weren't taking all the solos?
No, I wasn't taking all the solos. The solos were that was actually a challenge each concert. How are we going to get everybody to play? There's 16, 17 different soloists in the band. How do you feature everybody?
And all of them great.
Oh. Yeah, everybody could play. Everybody. So it's really cool.
I hear in your playing a great sense of music's history and even echoes of the great jazz trumpet lineage like Clifford Brown and Miles and Freddie Hubbard and Woody Shaw. But I also hear sort of a yearning and a reaching, and I wonder, how do you balance the history of jazz with the future that you'd like to create?
Well, I think the history of jazz is in the music itself. There's certain rhythmic parts of the language, there's certain melodic quotes, there's certain things, certain melodic devices, certain harmonic devices that have been staples of the language from its inception. And I grew up playing gospel music. Gospel music is very close to blues, which is in jazz, and it's all American.
Wouldn't you agree that part of the tradition of jazz also is the reaching for something new or expanding the vocabulary, perhaps?
Definitely. I think that most jazz musicians are trying to move ahead, trying to see what the next thing is. But I think that that's a human condition. I think that most people are trying to see what's coming around the corner. I just think that jazz musicians realize that it's our duty to try to get there and try to be the sonic depiction of that desire to move ahead and to progress and to see what the next thing is.
Do you have any projects that you're currently involved in that you could share with us? Any new CDs or any projects, really?
A lot of my work the past 2 years has been with two big bands, the Cleveland Jazz Orchestra in Cleveland, Ohio. I've been leading that band. That's been exciting. Been trying to get that big band out in the community and performing around Ohio, keeping that tradition alive. And also lead the Pittsburgh Jazz Orchestra and doing the same thing in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of wonderful writers, a lot of wonderful musicians that are in both cities, and just trying to get a nice collection of those folks. I think that every major city in the country that has a symphony orchestra, they should have a jazz band, a jazz orchestra, you know, as its counterpart. I think that it's time for us to start celebrating our American traditions and ensemble, as well as our, European tradition and European classical music. So I've been doing that. I'm working on a new album. I've been reading a book called I Am by Howard Falco, and it's kind of about universalism and how everything is related. That's affecting a lot of my writing right now. So more than likely, another album will be coming in about a year. So
that's wonderful.
Those are the main projects I'm working on.
That's good news. That's very good news, Sean. And you've had a very productive and fruitful relationship with Mac Avenue, your record label, with six recordings, and they just keep getting better, Sean.
Thank you. I'm still with them, and I hope that they still stick with me.
Well, it's exciting to know that you'll be here in December 1st with this incredible ensemble, and I'm thrilled to hear that your longtime bandmates, Oren and Lucas, and I think Lucas was here. I'm trying to remember if he was with Dave Valentin some years back. Or
that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, I think I met him with Dave Valentin and loved his playing. But I've never seen drummer Ralph Peterson before, so that will be very exciting.
Hold on to your hat.
Yeah, man. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
I dig it. Thanks much, man.
Thank you. Looking forward, Sean.
See you soon.
The Sean Jones Quartet will play two shows, 7 and 9, Saturday night at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. His latest CD is titled No Need for Words. You can learn more about him at seanjonesmusic.com and more about his shows Saturday night at waltonartscenter.org. He talked with Robert Ginsberg, the host of KUAS Shades of Jazz. You can hear that program each Friday and Saturday night beginning at 10.